Two hospitals serving some of Oahu's most vulnerable patients are in financial crisis. Leahi and Maluhia hospitals have frozen admissions and are cutting staff. They're also reducing the number of available beds by 25%, a decision that will have a broader impact for medical care around the island. Chad Whitford says he's lucky to get a room with a view, a Mauka-facing window that looks out to Palolo Valley. After a series of strokes 10 years ago, he now spends most of his days confined to his bed at Leahi Hospital.
When I first had my stroke, they were the first ones willing to take me on the spot.
Whitford needs 24-hour care. Like many of the 155 long-term patients, his family can't afford a private nursing home, and they can't leave their jobs to care for him at home full-time. But Leahi's financial crisis means it's no longer taking new patients.
Families have been expressing the worry of where is my mother or father going to be placed.
Derek Akiyoshi is the Oahu Region CEO. With as many as 94% of residents on Medicaid or Medicare, Akiyoshi says Leahi and Maluhia often serve as a last resort for the elderly or disabled.
We kind of function as the safety net on the island of Oahu for certain long-term care residents.
Akiyoshi says the reasons for the shortfall are complicated, but it boils down to money. Even after receiving $117 million from the legislature, the state hospital system will still be $50 million in the red this fiscal year.
We've really reached this crisis point where we actually have no choice but to reduce services.
Linda Rosen is the CEO of Hawaii Health Systems Corporation, the statewide network of public hospitals. Oahu is not the first to see reductions. Two Big Island facilities have also cut services and announced layoffs.
We're really a bankrupt system already, so it's hard to imagine that without additional funding, we wouldn't end up having to actually, if not close services, even close facilities.
Oh, I think it's a short-sighted, quick fix, kick the can down the road decision.
Gary Okamoto is a board member for Leahi and a physician who specializes in medical rehabilitation. He worries that reducing bed capacity and putting a freeze on new admissions will lead patients to fill up beds at acute hospitals instead, potentially straining facilities like Queens and Straub.
We will force the hospitals to keep patients in acute care beds, thereby decreasing the capacity of our hospitals to serve acutely injured or ill patients.
Plans for a long-term financial solution for Hawaii's public hospitals remain uncertain. So does the timing of next steps, not only for policymakers and hospital staff, but also for patients like Chad Whitford. He only knows his next move is to a different floor.
Actually, I'm kind of in limbo. Kind of disturbing in a way.
Molly Solomon for HPR News.